AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says right now it's the world against Vladimir Putin.
Putin is now isolated from the world more than ever.
In Wisconsin, he says the U.S. will continue to help the Ukrainian people defend their country.
When history of this era is written, Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
The UN General Assembly voted to demand Russia stop its offensive in Ukraine and withdraw all troops. The vote was 141-5, with 35 abstentions. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says a huge Russian convoy headed to Kyiv has stalled.
We believe the Russians are deliberately actually regrouping themselves and reassessing the progress that they have not made and how to make up the lost time.
There are new bomb attacks in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. Talks resume tomorrow to try to end the fighting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they're documenting possible war crimes against civilians in Ukraine.
One of Russia's methods of war is to be absolutely brutal in trying to cow the citizenry of a given country.
Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 596 points, helped by Fed Chair Jerome Powell's appearance before Congress and what he said about interest rates.
With inflation well above 2% and a strong labor market, we expect it will be appropriate to raise the target range for the federal funds rate at our meeting later this month.
The White House is outlining a strategy it says will allow Americans to return to many normal activities safely after 2 years of pandemic disruptions. A visibly annoyed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis admonished a group of students for wearing face masks at an appearance, saying it's time to stop what he called this COVID theater. He asked the students at the University of South Florida to take off the masks. This is AP News. The world's top climate scientists say declining agriculture yields in Europe are perils that lie ahead as temperatures around the world rise.
The scientists' conclusions are part of a report by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change for Europe, heat and flooding, in addition to agricultural losses and water scarcity, will be major climate impacts, they say. Scientists fear these and drought will lead to widespread disruption of the economy, including damage to infrastructure and energy supplies, the need for more conditioning and greater water demand. The panel's periodic assessments inform policymaker decisions about how to prevent the planet from warming beyond the 2 degrees Fahrenheit already gained since industrial times. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
A judge rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business, but allowed her lawsuit against the NRA to proceed. Ed Donahue, AP News.